Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Create Your Life video series. And during this season or this time, we're talking about the gift of choice, which it's like when it came to me, I was like, oh, that's brilliant. And so today we have my good friend Stephanie Richardson here with us, and she is brilliant and at everything, especially facilitation. So if you have a question, please do ask, because she's really good. And it's so much fun when she asks, because you never know where you're going to go. And it's like, you can't hide, you know, like this, whatever that stuff is, you can't hide from it. She finds it and brings it out. So we're talking about choice and the gift of choice and what that means. And we will be using access consciousness tools and clearing statement and processes. And if you'd like to know more about that, you can go to accessconsciousness.com. Or the clearing statement, which is theclearingstatement.com. And so for those of you who are live with us, thank you for being here. And you can raise your hand to ask a question, or you can type something in the chat, or you can just unmute yourself if you feel brave. So we're going to get started. And so I'm so glad that Stephanie is here with us today. I played with her a little bit during the last series, and yeah, she's brilliant. So I'm so glad that she's here with us again. And I wonder what kind of questions are going to come up, even for me. So yay. So Stephanie, welcome.
Thank you so much. This topic is a really fun one. So I've been, there's a radio show that I've been on for 3 years now, and we have tried numerous times to bring up the topic of choice. And it is one that fries people faster than any other topic. It is one that people believe less than any other topic, that that all it takes to create a change is choice. And it's one that challenges our very underlying beliefs about reality. So I'm an access consciousness facilitator. One of the amazing things about access consciousness is that it looks at the world very differently. So you've been taught to look at the world through matter, energy, space, and time. So those are the elements that in this reality that we're told we have to use in order to create something. You have to use matter. It's going to take time. And you know, with those things, then we also decide how long we think it's going to take, how much effort we think it's going to take, how much of our lives we think we're going to have to give up in order to bring something into existence, right? These are the conversations that we have on a daily basis with our friends, with our businesses, with our business partners, with people we see on the street, along with the weather, we tell them how bad our life is going. And those challenges are usually built up out of not enough time and not enough time. Oh yeah, and not enough time. Mm-hmm. And in that not enough time conversation also includes what we've decided we can do at some age, what we've decided we can't do at some age, and whether we have enough time in this lifetime to accomplish what we've decided we'd like to accomplish. So some people won't even start anything if they think they're too old to finish it, right? All of that is using matter, energy, space, and time as the construct of what you can create. Now, the cool thing about access consciousness is we start to unpack that and really begin to look at a completely different set of elements in order to create. And with access consciousness, what we're looking at is what questions can we ask and be? What choices do we have? Can we be? What possibilities are there that we've never considered? And what contribution, which is the simultaneity of gifting and receiving, is available, possible, and can we be?
I always forget the receiving part.
Yeah, a lot of people think contribution is giving.
Yeah.
Contribution, actually, by definition, isn't contribution unless you're also receiving.
So now, mental note.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, receive. How can I turn up my receiving? So when we look at choice is one of the elements that we have for creating our life, for creating businesses, for creating who we are, how we show up in the world. But oftentimes choice gets misidentified and misapplied as decision. Mm-hmm. A decision and a choice are different in some really big ways. The the way that I'm saying words is sort of funny. Bear with me. The primary way that a choice and a decision differ is that when you make a decision, you literally cut off everything that does not fit that decision. Mm-hmm. With a choice only lasts for 10 seconds. When you make a choice gives you new information. When you make a choice, you can always change your mind.
Yes.
So we're taught that decisions are real and decisions are the starting point for how to create a life. What if that's actually not true? So for the time that we're on here tonight, let's just play with some of this. So even if it's not something that immediately strikes you as like, yeah, that's easy to say, I can do that, I can use that right away. Even if it doesn't strike you as that, let's just play with it for an hour and see what happens. So the way question and choice go hand in hand. We talk about them as separate elements. So we talk about question, choice, possibility, contribution as if they're separate things. But really, once you start using one of them, they're sort of all activated. So I'll do my best to talk about question and choice and how they go together, because they really, those really are more than a decision, the beginning part of creation. So what happens if I'm making a choice is, my favorite example is that if I make the choice to go to dinner, I go, ooh, I'd love to go to dinner tonight. I'd love to go somewhere for dinner tonight. Okay. Now there's just an enthusiasm and like, oh, that'd be fun. So I do, I start on that way. Well, where am I going to go? Where would I like to go? Right? Not where do I have to go? Where do I have time to go? Right? I go, ooh, where would I like to go? Mm-hmm. And so I go, ooh, oh, there's this place that makes me blush whenever I eat the food. It brings me such joy. I want to go there tonight. I'm going to go to Sun in My Belly. Okay. It's a name of a restaurant here. So I go, I'm heading to Sun in My Belly. Now a decision does this. A decision goes, I'm going to Sun in My Belly. Ain't nothing going to stop me. Nothing's getting in the way. I'm heading there. I'm heading there right now. There's only one way to get there. Done. The good news about a decision is you can end up eating food at Sun in My Belly tonight with a decision. But you will not be open to the creative energies that are available to you if you use choice. What choice does is allow you to actually, along the way, as you are creating, to include new information as it arises, to change your mind along the way if something greater shows up, to allow the way the universe can communicate with you, which is through the element, your current known elements. Meaning to me, Sun in My Belly is a known element. I know how to get there. I know where it's located. I can go there. The universe can use the elements I know about already, the locations I know already, the people I know already, to actually expand my life beyond the people and locations that I know already if I'm functioning from choice. Now, how that happens. Now, we did decision with Sun in My Belly, which is I made the decision, I'm going to this restaurant, and I'm not looking either way, the whole way there. I'm just going straight there. Choice goes, cool, I'm on the way to Sun in My Belly. Now, because I've just made the choice and I'm interested in the world and possibility and what's happening, I also am looking at what's around me. I'm listening to the radio or music and I'm enjoying myself along the way. And along the way, what may happen is that all of a sudden I see on the route that I've taken a group of people that looks like they're having lots of fun. And because I didn't make the decision that the only thing I can do is get to this one place, decisions, you'll know you've made a decision when you get pissed off when something great happens. So when these people are all excited, but they are getting in the way of me getting to dinner, I'll get pissed. That's because I made a decision and there's no room in my world for anything else to contribute. Making a choice, what happens? I see the group of people and I have a new question, right? I'm like, whoa, they look like they're having a great time. Is that something I might want to do?
Got it.
Mm-hmm. And that is the difference between the conclusions we make with the decisions we've made and the possibilities that we allow for when we make choice. Choice creates awareness. So what if the only target of every choice that you made was to get more information? What if it was never to get it right? What if it was just making a choice, knowing that every choice that you make gives you more information along the way? The universe can use anything to get possibility to you if you are willing to receive it. That's where the receiving part comes in.
So I think I go to conclusion a lot.
Sure.
I decide and I say, this is what I'm doing. And, you know, and like, yeah, with blinders, you know?
Well, the interesting thing is that I know growing up, I was taught that was the right way to do it.
Yeah.
I was taught that I was wishy-washy if I changed my mind. I thought that, I was taught that that it was a waste of resources to change your mind along the way.
Mm-hmm.
I was taught that the right thing to do was to have a picture in your head of where you are going. I was not taught that it was great, that it was a greatness to be curious and to explore and to change your mind anytime there was a greater possibility available.
Yeah.
And I definitely was not given questions that would allow me to be aware of what my choices would create.
I was told to figure everything out first before you do anything. Figure it all out first so that you have it all packaged and neat and you've thought of everything, you know, and then do that. You know, so there was no chance for anything else, right?
Right. Well, and then the other thing is most of the people who are on this call, by the time you've done things out in that much detail on paper, you have no desire whatsoever to ever actually create it.
I know, right?
You already did all the work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find that with me all the time now. It's like, I've already planned it out. I've already had the whole scenario play out in my head and it's like, oh, it's done.
Yeah. You'll never take action on it because to you, it is. Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
I worked with an artist recently and this was really cool. I was helping with a gigantic art installation and I was asking her questions about it. So I was curious about to her, what her art meant to her, if this piece, she had already had a meaning or any of that kind of stuff. And I said, so what does this piece mean to you? And she said, you know what? I've learned along the way that if I allow the pieces, they will teach me something about what they are. If, on the other hand, I decide what they are in advance, I'll be so bored, I'll never continue. Yeah. And there was something about that resonated really with, you know, when I'm doing a painting, it's really easy for me to do this question, choice, possibility, contribution. The place that I've decided it's harder is areas of my life that I've decided are important or decided are really serious or decided, right? And I use decided because that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like anything that you have already decided is significant or important or true or good, those are things that we actually get stuck with.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the judgments, all the agendas, all the inventions, and all the lies that you're using to create the significant, important decisions that you can never revoke or change, will you now destroy and create all that?
Yes.
Tons of godzillion, good, bad, right, wrong, pop, pop, all nine boys, shorts, and beyonds.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I might or might not be recording in March. Well, so that brings up something really great. Okay. So having choice And being aware of when new possibilities arise is not the same thing as doubt. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that just needs to sink in for a while. Like that's not the same thing as doubt. So, you know, we oftentimes, if we have one way of being in the world and we find out, ooh, that's not working, we try to go to the opposite side of, oh, well, then I'll never make a choice ever again. Choice actually does create awareness. But what if you're not creating, doing the choosing to have a right outcome? So you get to choose anything. I'm recording on March 24th, 6th, 6th. I'm recording on March 26th. Yeah. How's it getting better than that? What else can I create?
And now you're in the question.
There is no significance. It's not about the significance. It's not, yeah, it's not about the significance. It's not about the rightness. It doesn't mean never make a plan. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yes, please tell us about that. Never make a plan.
It makes it a whole lot easier for other people to show up for you if you let them know a time and date to be there. It's really hard to throw a party and just say, you know, show up whenever you get that there's a party going on. It could be really fun. It'd be a fun experiment, right? You know, like, all right, show up when you know to show up. We do that. For lunchtimes, if you've ever been to an Access Consciousness class, mm-hmm. we do play with this. We say, come back from lunch when you know to come back from lunch. It's not that it's impossible. However, most people in this reality are not actually functioning from awareness. So when you say, show up when you know to show up, they're not going to use awareness to show up when they know to show up. They're going to use other things. Mm-hmm. So having a date is a great idea. Go ahead, put a date on a calendar. If you're going to rent a hotel for an event, they need to know a time and a date. When are you going to be there? When are you going to set up?
Yeah.
You can plan as much stuff as you want to plan. It's not about whether to actually put any dates on a calendar or not. What it is about is knowing that when you put the calendar on the dates on the calendar, more information will show up.
So, you know, for this series, for example, I have everybody on my calendar, right? Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking today, it's like, yeah, you know, these are the dates that we've allotted, right? And they're good for now. If something happens, you know, like I have to go to a class or I'm taking some sort of training, well, that date's going to change. So it's like, I know that for myself, like these dates are there, but they're all tentative as far as I'm concerned, because if something else shows up that's greater, such as an Access class of some sort that I have to go to, then I will, you know, change the date, you know? So I haven't decided, right, that it has to be only on this date, but I also have other people involved. Right? So when I have other people involved, I don't want to let them down. I don't want to, you know, get bad juju. But I would, of course, give them as much notice as possible. Hey, I have to change the date, blah, blah, blah. Right? And I already did that for two people this week, you know, for something else. It's like, yeah, it's just not working out. Can we change it? And being flexible with myself, and trusting them that they understand, and then if they get pissed off, it's like, oh well, yeah, can't help it.
They're not easy to create with,
right? But normally people understand, like, yeah, no problem, right? So it's like being flexible in that too. It's like just that whole structure of having to have it fixed and not being able to change it. That I don't like that. I like being able to, like, if I need to, I can. You know, if something comes up, I can, right?
So the tools I would use with that is anytime that you're making a choice. So if I put it on my personal calendar, right? One of the things that I do with my co-host of The Good Girl's Guide to Being Wrong, the radio show I've been on for 3 years. One of the things that we do is we look at dates in the future, mm-hmm. and we name shows then. So we'll name shows for the next 6 weeks. What we do is a couple of things. One, we look at the energy of that day. So, all right, so this day, what are we naming it for this day? This day, What are we naming it for this day? There are distinct energies that are on each one of those days, but by making the choice to put the show on that day, we become aware. I'm not aware of what's going to happen on February 7th, 2020 until I actually go to put something there. When I go to put something there, all of a sudden I do get information. Oh, that date for some reason feels really strange. Is there a date that would be better? Oh yeah, the day after would be great. Okay, cool. I'll put it on the day after. Neat. Until I look at those dates, the information, I have awareness of it apparently, but until I make the choice, there's no relevance to have that information floating around in my head.
Right.
So one of the things you can look at anytime that you're making a choice is, if I choose this, what will it create? Mm-hmm. So if I put this person on this date, what will that create? Does it expand my life? Does it expand the business? Does it expand their business? Yeah. Cool. All right. Let's put it on that date. Now that's a choice, right? So the choice, this date is a possibility, is a choice. This date is a possibility, right? All right, cool. What happens if we put it on that date? You begin to get new information. And then you go, cool. Well, then let's put it on that date. And then you start contacting people and you find out that, you know, that date's great. Oh, it turns out you're going to be in the same city. New information.
So it's about asking questions.
Asking questions.
Being in the question.
Mm-hmm. Being in the question.
Instead of going to conclusion.
Yeah.
Aha.
But it doesn't mean not to follow through with your commitments. I have seen a lot of people use these tools against themselves and against their businesses when the whole thing is, well, it's not like to do it anymore.
Right. Right.
And you know, that's mm-hmm. probably one of the tools that I've seen the most people use against themselves is saying that I don't need to make a conclusion and I need to follow what's light, and then canceling things at the last moment that actually ends up destroying their business. So again, if we choose this, what will it create? And if you have a really strong point of view that you want to not do it, you may want to get someone else to, that may be a time, sorry, I spit everywhere. That might be a time whenever you get someone else to ask you questions, because mm-hmm. yeah. we're really good at lying to ourselves when we want something.
Right? Somehow when somebody else asks you a question, it's totally different than when we ask ourselves.
Weird, huh?
Yeah. So, I just want to say, Karen has had her hand up for a while now.
Oh, okay. I didn't see.
So, Karen, did you want to ask your question? I lost her.
No, I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
Perfect. Fell asleep. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
That was a great conversation starter. Thank you, Stephanie, for explaining all that. That was a lot of information and great details, great basics that you don't remember. My question is, I'm taking care of my mom, and I'm getting to the point where I'm just falling asleep here. As you can see, I'm exhausted. We're looking at choosing like a facility for her, and the one that she's been using has not been great, and trying to see, you know, what other, can we do in-home care? Can we, a combination? So there's lots of choices there, and she doesn't want to go to the nursing home, and I feel guilty, and there's a lot of mixed feelings about that. And my husband's pushing me because he can't, you know, he's getting stressed out because he's helping me. And so how do I make those kinds of choices? What, you know, and how do I help her to have more ease with that as well? Because she freaks out every time she goes to the nursing home.
What do you mean by freak out?
She has panic attacks. So her heart is weak and, you know, she just.
So first of all, everywhere you've bought that she's weak, pale, and interesting because she's acting weak, pale, and interesting, will you destroy and uncreate all that?
Yes.
That's a godslinging, good, bad, right, wrong, pop, pop, all nine boys, shorts, and yachts. If you got even half of your determination and strength from your mama, then I have a feeling that just because she's 90 does not mean that she's not willful and strong. Is that true?
Absolutely, yes.
So cool. So, first of all, everywhere that you're invested in making one choice, so and making that the right choice, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Wow. Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, pop, pop, all nine, boys, shorts, meons. Everywhere that you are, everywhere you're trying to avoid failing your mom, will you destroy and uncreate all that?
Okay.
Times a godzillion. Good, bad, right, wrong, pod, poc, all nine, boys, shorts, and beyonds.
Oh my God.
So first of all, what if you can't get it right?
Okay.
Does that give you a little more freedom?
Yes.
Yeah.
But it also brings up a lot of stuff too. It's like, yeah. Woo.
So everything that brings up, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes, please.
Good, bad, right, wrong, pod, poc, all nine, boys, shorts, and beyonds. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Ooh.
Yeah, my heart's palpitating here. Wow. Yeah.
Good, bad, ooh, right, wrong, pod, poc, all nine, boys, shorts, and beyonds. Woo! That's, wow. There's a lot there. That's cool.
Sorry.
No, it's great. It's just information. Cool.
That's true.
So then one of the things when I'm looking at that kind of thing, really looking at each one of the options. So I'll take it out of that because that is one of those things that seems so serious. It's the place that your mom's going to live, right? I'm looking right now at somebody to remix a podcast. And when I'm looking at those people that have listed themselves as having the skills that I'm looking for, I'm going to put it that way, because assuming that just because someone says they have some skills means they do, will also lock you in place. It won't allow you to perceive everything that you
can. Wow, that's good.
So everywhere that you've decided that because that's their business, that they know what their business is and that they can do it, we just start to create all that.
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, pod, poc, all nine, boys, shorts, and beyond. One of the things that I've seen is that what people say about themselves is usually not true. So if somebody says, oh my gosh, I'm so generous, they are not generous.
Okay. That's a good insight to have. Thank you.
Mm-hmm, you're welcome. When people actually are something, they don't even think to talk about it because it's just so natural for them to be it. So you can look at other things. So of the places that you're looking at, if you want to, you can put their names on different pieces of paper, and you can just begin by sitting and lowering your barriers. So the reason I would suggest anybody, when you're looking at making choices, lowering your barriers, is so that you actually can, with more ease, perceive what you actually know. So if one of my favorite tools, which used to be one of the ones that I hated the most, was would an infinite being choose this? And really looking at, as an infinite being, we have infinite perceiving, infinite knowing, infinite being, and infinite receiving. So when you're sitting here with these pieces of paper and you lower your barriers, you actually begin to let this information in. So you can put, how many are there? Are there three more, less?
Yeah, three, just three.
Okay. So of those three, what you may get confused when you're looking from different people's points of view. So you're looking at those three options, and instead of going, what do I know about this? You go, well, what does my mom think? What does my husband think? Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I do.
What are my brothers and sisters going to think? And then you may not even make it on that list. Like, what do you think may not be one of the options? Then you'll get confused when you look at those things because you're not actually being aware of what you're aware of. You're looking through the lens of everyone else's judgments.
Well, that's fascinating. Thank you for that.
So if you lower your barriers and just go, would I be willing here to know what I know and be, you know, and be present with what these will create? And then when you look and you go, the one on the right, what energy does that bring up? What will it create if I choose that? Okay. Do you have one option actually in your head right now?
No, I just have all three of them because I'm just checking them out right now. So, and they all look, I mean, they all feel light to me right now.
Cool. So then let's play with it. Do they have like, what, let put them, so what's one?
Okay. We'll just call it one. Okay.
Two.
Yep.
And three. So okay. On my screen, it's one, two, three.
Yep.
So get the energy of one. So everybody who's on here, anybody who has, I'm gonna pause for a second. Anybody who has a choice to make right now? All y'all. Ooh, does anybody dare? This is really funny. I'm like, ooh. if you dare, you can play along. So for you, if you only have two choices, what you're gonna do is, this is choice one, this is choice two, and the middle one is, or something else. With Karen, she's got three choices, so we're gonna play with those. Okay, so the one on here, get the energy of this one.
Yep.
Cool. And get the energy of what that will create in 5 years. Not if she's still there in 5 years, just making the choice. 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. Ooh, cool. Okay. Now, the middle choice. Oh, no, we're going to do this one. The side choice, because other people have or something else. Okay. So this one, you clear which one this one is?
Wow. Yeah, there's a difference.
Yeah. So okay, now get the energy of what making this choice will create. What it will be like if you make this choice in 5 years. 10 years. 20 years. Cool. Now the middle choice. And for those of you who only had two options, again, this is just, or something else. That always cracks me up. Okay. So now you have the third option.
Yep.
Cool. And that
doesn't even register. My goodness. Wow.
Awesome. Cool. Okay. So you can use that, and what you're looking at now, when you make those choices, you may choose this one and get a whole lot more information. You could even choose this one and have everything look like it falls apart. But whatever that energy that you're aware of, it will be the energy it will create. It could be because one of your other brothers and sisters takes over for you and you never have to deal with it again. It may not immediately look like success, or it may look like success and it may go swimmingly. This is the part where we get to know what happens. We get to be aware of the future, but we don't get to be aware all the time of exactly how that will transpire. So don't despair if whenever you choose something, you're like, gosh, it was so light and expansive. Don't despair if at first it looks like something went weird.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
I'm very disappointed at the choices that showed up, because the choice number one felt the lightest, you know, it didn't feel light at first, but as you went forward in time, it got lighter and lighter. But it's the hardest one because I actually had to move her furniture there too and supply everything. And it's like, it's the most work. But it's the most, the lightest choice. So. Thank you for that little exercise that really lightened my load quite a bit. I forget these tools that we have, you know?
Yeah. Well, and I love what you mentioned that at first it's a heavier choice. That's oftentimes because we've decided we don't want to do what it takes. I don't want to deal with that choice. But it gets a lot easier down the road. And then that we go, okay. Cool. Would I be willing to do what? Because sometimes they'll be the same at 5 years. Sometimes one will be great at 5 years and really heavy by 20. And sometimes you know, sometimes the reverse. So I love looking at them as, you know, in the 5-year, 10-year, 20 years.
Okay, cool. Thank you very much, Stephanie. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Alara.
Thank you, Karen. That was a great question. Loved it. And you know, what's interesting is when I was doing it, you know, I had two choices and I didn't even have to go to the second choice. I already knew it was the right one. It was lighter already just from having the two choices there. It's like, yeah, that one, you know, it's like, it was like much easier than trying to think about it in my head.
Yeah.
Putting it outside there and seeing it. less significant.
right? Exactly. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, that was great. Thank you. I'm gonna do that again and again and again, because I, you know, sometimes we do have lots of choices and we're like get stuck. So SJO had a question earlier about, and maybe you've already covered it, so it's already clear. But she was like, I'm not sure I caught that, which was way at the beginning.
Caught which thing?
Yeah. If you concentrate on what you are trying to avoid destroying, what happens?
Are you there?
Yeah, and it was when you, and then you said something like, good, bad, ugly, boy shorts, something.
Oh, that's the clearing statement of access consciousness. Good, bad, right, wrong, podpoc, all nine, boys, shorts, and beyond. So the full definition of what each and every one of those words stands for is at theclearingstatement.com. The short of it, though, is that everything that we've decided is good, everything that we've decided is bad, everything we've decided is right, everything we've decided is wrong or bought is right or wrong. All the things in our life that look like those onions where everybody's like, just keep peeling the onion, you'll get to the middle of it. It's not really an onion. It's a different kind of energetic property that you can never get to the center of. And then there's another energy that is the energy of when something happens that you may not expect, like you get a bill in the mail and it's way more than you thought it was going to be. And you go, that energy, that's what the beyond's energy is. And shorts is a whole bunch of questions. Every one of those words that I used in the good, bad, right, wrong, podpoc, all nine, boy, shorts, and beyonds is a set of energies that keeps things locked and unable to change. And so when we say it, we basically bring all those energies up and toss them out so that you can actually begin to see what's truly and present, see what truly is present now, instead of always seeing everything through the lens of what happened in the past or what should be good in the future. So it takes all the judgment out of it and begins to actually reveal the energies that are truly there, the energy of you.
Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I got it.
I love how you're taking notes, and the link is in the chat as well, so you can just click on that if you want to go to theclearingstatement.com. But I love how you're taking notes, because, you know, sometimes, you know, Stephanie or some of the other speakers and guests will say something, and it's like, yeah, that's it, you know, and then sometimes we run that process or that clearing over and over again, many hundreds of times, thousands of times, to clear that energy, you know? And it's all about the energy, because it gets stuck because we bought it as ours, we bought it from somebody else. It's just like, we have so many stories around it, you know? But when it releases and clears, or we just get an awareness, it's like, wow, that was cool. And then it's gone. I was thinking just the other day, it's like, oh, I'm never going to do that again. I don't even know what it was that I was never going to do again. It's like, what was that? Because we say that, right? It's like, I'm never going to do that again. I don't have no idea what that was. It's like, okay, whatever it was, like, it's gone. But, you know, we have all these thoughts that are constantly going in our heads, right? And I tend to, like, be in my head a lot. And so how much of that is not even ours, you know? And so we've talked about that, you know, in the last series about the who does it belong to and returning to sender. So that's a really important but easy tool to use many times a day.
Well, I love this conversation with choice, Because how many choices will you not let yourself make because of what you've decided is good? How many choices will you not let yourself make because of what you've decided is bad? How many choices will you not allow yourself to make because of what you've decided is the right thing to do, or the wrong thing to do, or the right thing to be, or the wrong thing to be? And every time we take one of those conclusions that we've been functioning from, and we turn around and make it a question instead, what? So if I desire to contribute to someone, if I desire to gift something to someone, I may have decided that that's the right and good thing to do, to gift someone. Mm-hmm. Now there's this weird thing that happens. If someone's not willing to receive what I'm gifting them, everything goes to shit. That's the fast way to say it. They will throw daggers at you, literally. Like if you try and give someone something they can't receive, then they will return it to you with daggers attached. Now that shouldn't happen. If gifting is good, that shouldn't happen. If on the other hand, but that's what happens when we, to finish that thought, that's what happens when we function from what should happen, or what should be right, or what should be good. When we take what should be good, or what should be right, or what we've decided is right, or what we've decided is good out of the equation, all of a sudden we can ask a question instead. What would it create if I gifted this person this thing? Would it create more for them? Would it create less for them? Would it create more for me? Would it create less for me? Now all of a sudden we're actually looking at the energies that are present.
Is that your dog?
My dog. He's clearing some energy.
Yeah.
So everything that brings up, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, puck, all nine, boys, shorts, and beyonds. I may have to move to another room. Sometimes whenever I start bringing up a bunch of energy, he starts hacking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, Alara, do you have anything to say about right and wrong and choice while I take my dog to the other room?
Oh, of course. I always have so much to say about right and wrong. I meant to mute you, but you already did it. So I was just going to talk about Kimberly's question, which is really cool, because I've been talking to Kimberly about choices and decisions, and she says she just looked up the word decisions, and one of the meanings is conclusion. And she says, I think my agonizing over choices has been misidentified and misapplied as decision-making. Now, that's great. Don't go into judgment of yourself now for that, okay? And so, you know, how many times do we go into conclusion and making a decision and then cutting everything off, right? So many times. And trying to do the right thing and trying to make the right choice. And as if that choice is, you know, the end all be all of all choices, and that's all you can ever do and nothing else, right? And so we've all done that, been there, you know, in so many different ways. But, you know, now we can stop doing that and ask a question, be in the awareness and ask. And I love the question that Stephanie said, like, what will this create, right? Well, what will this create for me? What will this create for my future? What will this create for that other person, and so on, and for your business? And just asking that question and seeing how it lightens you up or not. And then you may have to ask more questions, right? I was just blabbering.
No, I loved it. Thank you so much. So we do, because it's such a novel concept, it is one of those things that we kind of have to come back to time and time again, that the things that should be good may not create what we have been told they will, are told, taught.
Well, you know, like somebody else said it's good. It doesn't mean it's good for you, right? And so I always say, well, check in with yourself, you know. Does that feel good? Does it feel light? Does, you know, now the word is, what's it going to create for you? And I was saying this to my clients yesterday or today. It's like, look at your future and look at the choices you're making right now and ask, you know, will this create the future that I'm desiring, right? And see if it's light. You know, don't listen to what I say, but go with your own knowing, you know, like, you know, when we get out of our heads and we expand out our, you know, then you'll get the answer, or not necessarily the answer, but you'll get the awareness, right, of what is light for you.
Absolutely. And we just got a message too. I don't know how to get to that. We got a note from Karen. Choice yeah. only lasts for 10 seconds.
My husband says I keep changing. How do I respond? But before we go to Karen, I just wanted to, I'm not sure if you heard Kim's question or comment earlier that I was talking about. She said that she just looked up the word decisions, and one of the meanings is conclusion. So she says, I think my agonizing over choices has been misidentified and misapplied as decision-making.
Great. Yeah, absolutely. That's true.
And so now yeah. it's about asking another question about the choices. So, you know, Kimberly, I'm just going to say it because, you know, she was agonizing over choices about ESB, SOP, going to certified facilitators and all that kind of stuff, right? And so.
Yes.
Yes. So ask a question.
Well, you know, one of the other ways that agonizing over something can come up is when you're not actually acknowledging what's true for you. So doubt will make it look like you're not getting energetic information. But what you want to do is you want to choose, and you will get more information. Most of the time we're looking for the information first before we choose. If you choose, you will get more information. Mm-hmm. So if you go, well, why wouldn't I want to go to SOP? Cool.
Right.
What may come up is, well, yeah, but I decided I didn't have the money. Yeah, but I decided that I didn't have the time to take off of work. Yeah, but I decided, right? Now new information comes up. Oh, it's not that I ever didn't want to go to SOP. It's that I already decided I couldn't. Okay, well, that's cool. What would it take for that to be possible with total ease?
What?
Wait. Okay, where did I lose you?
What would it take for it to be possible for what?
With total ease.
Oh!
I love that, that was cute. So what would it take for this to be possible with total ease? Not toadlies. I don't know what a toadlies is.
I don't know what I heard. It's like, I did not hear total ease. I was like, what? What did she say? And it's like, yeah, total ease. Total ease. It's one of my things. It's like, I choose ease. And so here I am, you're talking about having total ease and I'm not hearing it.
What about toads?
Oh, God. Okay, got it.
Can I ask a question?
Absolutely.
Hi, ladies. I'm so grateful to be here.
Hi, Albina.
Where are you? Hold on. I want to see your face. Okay. Go ahead.
That's in my full brilliance. Hi.
Hi.
I love where the conversation is heading. So I've been choosing amazing classes for sure. And then making that choice of like, okay, I don't have that money right now. I'll create it. And somehow I didn't show up yet in my reality on my bank account. And I'm so grateful for that space that I can ask that question now. It's like, I've been asking, like, what have I not chosen to receive from that classes? Or what have I decided back then that I cannot receive? Or whatever decision creation I have made that's kind of like actualizing and still actualizing on that. And do you get anything on that?
Well, one of the things I would ask is, have you added more things that contribute more money to your life?
I get a yes, yeah.
Well, and have you taken, so one of the things that you can actually begin doing is you go, okay, well, cool. So do you have a job?
No. Well, we okay. all have a job.
No, that was weaselly. So, what kind of, is there anything that you're good at that people would pay you to do? Is there anything cool that you make that people would pay you to make for them? Is there any, right? So some of this, we just get really pragmatic and really practical. And we go, well, I don't know why the money didn't show up. One of the things that happens is when you start actually choosing and actually taking the action towards whatever it is that you desire. So you go, okay, cool. You start looking at what it is that you have to offer, what it is that people, services or things that people will buy from you or use, you know, use of yours. The universe goes, oh no, they really mean it. They want more money. Oh, give me some more avenues to give you money. Every door we open that allows for the universe to give us what we desire is a way that we open to receiving. So there's a lot that we can do energetically. Absolutely. There's a lot that can show up as if by magic. But I also highly recommend actually choosing things that allow the universe to contribute to you directly, even using this reality.
So I'll have people interested in two sessions, but they will not book it.
Okay. What do you mean by they're interested, but they won't book it? They've just said they're interested or what?
Yeah. I mean, it's also the energies. Like I will talk about like what I'm doing and they got inspired by me being that energy. And it's like, I go like, wow, that's amazing. And I just love it. And I'm just kind of like, and I go in that invitation, like without cognitively going there, and they go like, wow, I would love to have that one. And I go like, yeah, sure. And it's kind of like, yeah, but not now or whatever. And then there is like,
do you actually ask them, oh cool, when would you like, I've got Tuesday at 3 yeah. p.m. available, would you like to book that session?
That's the awareness that I got, that I immediately go like, okay, now, not like, yeah, sure, ping me.
Yeah, yes. Whatever
it's like for you.
Yes. Yeah. That is the one thing that always I find so interesting, because it's very different than, well, actually it's not, anyway, blah, blah. I was about to make a whole bunch of noise. when you give people a specific way that they can choose what you're offering, it becomes much easier and you'll get a much quicker yes or no. So if you go, oh, you know what? Oh, you're interested? I've got a 3 p.m. appointment available on Wednesday. Would you like to book that? And they go, ooh, at 3 o'clock I'm busy, but 4 o'clock, do you have any availability then? Yeah. Would you like 30 minutes or an hour?
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden you're, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. And then the other thing will be like, okay, yeah, I remember somewhere, like someone mentioned, I go like, okay, so you said, so you were interested for January. It's kind of like, are you still interested? And then I go like, sometimes I don't even reply. And sometimes they go like, well, how about February? And like, they require a story. And then I go like, yeah, sure. This is how it will go. And blah, 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 blah. Get them the specifics. And then I go like, yeah, currently you can choose. Like, what do you choose? Are you available weekend? Yeah, sure. It's like, and I'll go like, how about that day? And they'll be like, yeah, but I don't know. And then the whole thing goes like, so kind of like the whole,
The very first
visualizing.
Yeah.
Giving birth.
Yeah. Well, just because someone says that they want something, and this is great for relationships or work or your family, just because somebody says something doesn't mean that they mean it. So one thing that you can do is do what we talked about first. Oh, wow. Oh, you want to book a session? I have this time available on this day. Would you like to go ahead and book that? If they wishy-washy, you just go, you can basically go, awesome. And, you know, awesome. Let me know if you ever want to book a session.
Yeah.
Or when, whatever. Don't assume that they meant it. Go ahead and move on. Because one of the things that happens is there are these things called energy pulls. So choice doesn't just mean that we make decisions. Choice is also, we have all sorts of choices. How we want to be, what kind of energy we want to be, what kind of energy we want to use in the world, all of that kind of stuff. So with energy pulls, if we push energy at people, they start backing away. If we get needy, people back away. If we want them to choose something, they have to say no. So everything that you're, everything where you're attached to them choosing a session because they said that they wanted one, will you destroy and uncreate all that? Times a godzillion, good, bad, right, wrong, pop, pop, all nine, boys, shorts, and beyond. So when you just go, oh, cool, well, never mind then, and you back away and pull energy instead of pushing energy, then it allows them to choose whenever they want to choose, and they kind of can't forget about it. So you wanna look at anywhere that you're trying to flow energy or push energy, and what you wanna do is reverse all of those energy flows and actually allow for that energy to flow through them and through you.
Yeah, so and the thing is that I'll be aware of the whole thing when I reflected.
Sure.
But in that moment, kind of like I get kind of like lost in the whole energy.
Cool. Is that yours? Is it theirs?
No, it's not mine.
Okay. How's it getting better than that?
Yeah. What else is possible now?
So basically, just start talking to more people.
Yeah.
How does it get any better than that? If you've been cultivating clients for a while and you still have, you know, around 20 people that you're talking to and you think that someday those 20 people are going to choose you, just start talking to more people.
Okay.
So one of the tools you can use too is to call people that you know, like just start randomly calling people that you know, never tell them anything about you. Only ask them questions about them. You want to become interested in everyone instead of being interesting to everyone.
Yeah, I like the story where Gary called everyone and didn't tell them anything until they went like, "Ha, so what's with you? Yeah, I'm doing a class. Do you know someone?" And the story with Shannon when she called everyone on whatever her telephone book back in the day. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for that reminder.
Weirdly, those things work.
Yeah. Thank you, Albina. Great question.
Thank you, ladies. I need to run. Enjoy.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Maybe see you Thursday. Maybe.
So not everything that doesn't show up is a wrongness of you. What if you're not wrong? Mm-hmm. Just, you know, for everyone who's listening, every time that we go to, you know, I chose this, but what I chose hasn't shown up yet. What if you're not wrong? What other questions can you ask? What energies can you add? What other people can you add? When you begin looking at what if nothing's wrong here, what else is possible? What else can I add? All of a sudden your focus changes from the wrongness of you to what's possible. And that also is a choice. The choice to be happy, the choice to receive contribution, the choice to no matter what's happening. Yeah. The choice for no matter what's happening, there's nothing wrong. To not be wrong is actually a choice. And you will begin to get more information when you make that choice.
And you know, what one of the things you also said to Albina, kind of and kind of not, but I got was, when it's like you're giving the person, the other person, the potential client, the allowance to choose instead of, you know, forcing them to choose right now. You know, you're allowing them to choose when it's right for them, when it's not, when it's the time for them, and when it, you know, it's like without that heaviness, without that needingness, without that, you know, significance, just cool, you know.
That in itself begins to create a different reality.
Yeah.
You not having to have them be your client, you actually having allowance for them, you actually totally supporting them, choosing for them, mm-hmm. is a different reality. You begin to create a different reality for them just in that allowance, which yeah. we think that creating a different reality comes when we do a session or they get more tools or it begins just seeing and perceiving that somebody else doesn't have judgment of you or what you're choosing. Whoa. And that alone will create more change than you even know right now is possible.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Brilliant. So I have Geetu who has her hand raised. Geetha, you're going to have to unmute yourself.
Yes, could I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
We just spoke about being interested rather than being interested in everyone rather than being interesting. Could we have a quick clearing for that?
Cool. So how many judgments, agendas, inventions, and lies are you using to create the dominance of the evil, the mediocrity, and corruption of being interesting as the only valuable product?
Oh.
Everything that is times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, podpock, all nine, boys, shorts, and beyonds.
Great. Thank you. And one more thing. There is a choice that I'm trying to make. No, I've made the choice already. But many times, like, I get questions as in, what if this happens? And what if that happens? And then what if this happens? It's like, so then I get into that doubt. Should I, shouldn't I? Should I, shouldn't I? Like, let's say choosing to become a CF. And then I'm like, oh, but I haven't even organized one damn it bars class. And what will I do doing a CF? And I just love the energy of being in class. Not that I'm using it for anybody else. I'm using it for my personal growth. And I have like grown. I just don't recognize myself who I was till up until, you know, like 2 years that I've been in Access. I don't know who the old Geetha was. She's dead and gone. But I love being in the classes for feeding me. I'm the hungry wolf at the moment. But simultaneously, I feel, what contribution can I be for the rest of the world if I'm choosing to be a CF? I mean, what would that add to my life? And what could I create with that? And then I get into that question, like, should I, shouldn't I? Should I, shouldn't I, you know? Although I know I've made the choice, but you know what I mean?
So doubt is... So, since you're on your way to becoming a CF, what is doubt? Do you recall?
Yes, it's a distractor implant, and I have done a lot of clearings around that. But you know what that silly, stupid, idiot mind is.
Okay. So then my other question to you, is that doubt yours?
No.
Cool. So everything that's that has you buying that is yours. Will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Good, bad, right, wrong, pop, pop, all nine, boys, shorts, and beyonds. My dogs have gone to howling instead of barking. This is getting really funny. With that, speaking of distractions, okay. So is there anybody else whose point of view you care about even more than your own?
Generally, yes. I care about everybody's point of view except mine.
Hey, how does it get any better than that?
That's the most idiotic thing I have in me.
Well, so this is something, so I'm for those of you who are new to all this stuff and what we're talking about sounds like absolute gibberish, I'll introduce a couple of things. One, what if 98% of your thoughts, your feelings, and your emotions are not yours? What if 98% of the thoughts, feelings, and emotions that you quote unquote have are actually your awareness of others? Oh, so only 2% of that garbage that's floating around in your head at max actually even belongs to you. So when the reason I asked you to, if she cared about anybody else's point of view, was that's one of the ways that we basically activate those voices in our head, is by caring what other people think. So if I make a choice and I'm looking at, well, what would it create in my life if I become a CF? What would it create if I don't? That's really clear for me. If, on the other hand, I'm asking a question like, or even secretly asking a question like, should I become a CF or should I not become a CF? I may consult all the people in my head that I care about more than me.
Yeah.
And then it may just sound like I have a cacophony of voices in there. Well, I asked, and they're telling me.
So the right question would be?
Huh?
So what would the right question be?
Well, no, there's no right question. Any real question will get you, you know, will get you there. But a real question might be just, what would it create if I choose this? What would it create if I don't choose this? If it's with the energy of what should I create, you may just have a very loud head. If you use the tools, then who does this belong to? Or is this thought mine? Then you'll be able to clear it. But it just may be pretty incessant if you've already decided that you care more about what other people think than you. So you get to have all their thoughts.
Okay.
So would you like to continue to have all their thoughts? So here's another choice. Are you sure?
Yes, absolutely not. I destroy all of that.
What is the value of having everyone else's thoughts?
That's a big one for me.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with choosing it.
In fact, I've been calling up n number of people who know me and asking them, do you think I'm ready for it? Do you see me as a CF? Do you perceive me as a CF? I've been asking them that.
Cool. So then you can continue to do that if you would like for them to be, if you're trying to please them, if you're creating a life for them, if you're creating your business and your reality for them. If you're doing that, you'll only be able to have as big a life as the person who's willing to have the smallest life.
I didn't get that very much.
So if you're asking everyone else what you can choose or how they perceive you or whether they think you can do something, you can only have as big a life as the smallest, as the person willing to have the smallest life. How that works is if I go ask 10 people what I should be and their opinions are more valuable than my own, the person that I ask that's willing to have the least, that's the person that I have to create with.
Mm-hmm.
Because I won't choose anything greater than any of the people that I'm asking.
Okay.
So if that's what you'd like to choose and that's what you'd like what's possible in your life to be limited by, then you have made a wonderful choice. If, on the other hand, you would like to have more than any of those people would like to have, it may require something different. If you're being a leader, then you may not be able to actually ask anybody else because you are the only one on the planet that knows what you know. You are the only one on the planet that perceives what you perceive. You are specifically in a location that no one else is in. No one sees the world from your point of view. They can't. They don't occupy the same space that you do. You have a unique point of view. So if you look to anyone else to help you make choices, they of necessity can't see what you're capable of or what's possible for you.
Wow.
But you can choose beyond what anybody can and be the invitation to what you know is possible, what you perceive as possible, what you receive as possible. Oops. Bye.
I think we lost her. Yeah, that's some heavy duty stuff for Geetu, but not just for Geetu, but you know, for others as well, you know. So
one thing that keeps coming into my head is sometimes I feel like a CF is a responsibility to yourself and to many other people who would be probably seeking you. Uh-huh. So am I ready for delivering that?
No.
How dare you?
You asked.
No, if anybody who's watching when I say no, what I actually did was open the door for her to be aware of what she's aware of.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say no and mean it? No. So now here is something that you can do. Have you already taken choice of possibilities?
I have all the prerequisites, all of them.
Oh, excellent. Well then, so if you've already taken Choice of Possibilities, or if you're a BARS facilitator for anybody else on the call, you can already start facilitating intro classes. Give it a whirl.
And the funniest part is I facilitate my friends, and the minute I'm off the call, they're like, wow, and they're like so crazy about the whole thing. And I'm like, really?
Well, then you're definitely not ready.
Oh, God, this is like, you know, being your own enemy.
Yeah,
actually.
That's so funny.
So everything funny that creates that good, bad, right, wrong, pod, poc, all nine, boys, shorts, and beyonds. How many jails are you using to create the E equals MC squares of the comfortable distance of you from you are you choosing? Everything that is times Godzillion, will you destroy, not create at all? Good, yeah. Bad, right, wrong, pod, poc, all nine, boys, shorts, and beyonds. The cool thing about access tools is you don't have to know anything. All you have to do is ask a question. So if you are doing private sessions or if you're doing a class, the two answers that you can always give anyone is, does that feel like to you? What do you know?
Okay.
What do you know? Is that what you'd like to choose? Would you like to choose something else? Everything that doesn't allow you to choose something else, good, bad, right, wrong, pod, poc, all nine, boys, shorts, and beyonds.
Okay.
Love it. So how's that, Geetha, good?
Great. In fact, I'm remembering Dane. Suddenly Dane is coming to my head every time because during the personal facilitation that he gave me on my one, and he told me that you, that was really intense. You motherfucking potent energy entity communicating cunt, will you get up and just shoot up?
I was thinking of that too. Yeah.
And I was like, what did he just blabber about me? I didn't get anything of it.
Mm-hmm. How does it get any better than that?
Right. So I need to acknowledge my potency more and more.
Yes.
Right. So this clearing that you just gave me, that choosing you from you, comfortable distance of you from you,
mm-hmm.
I guess should be looped up, right?
Don't do it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Geetha.
Thank you, Stephanie.
And it's funny, I have that clearing on my phone that because it's one of the ones Dane gave me, and he's like, yeah, run that a million times. Like, okay. So it is on my phone a lot. So thank you for that reminder. I was just listening to it earlier today.
Oh, nice. And thank you, Julia.
Which clearing are you talking about, Alra?
Oh, the one that you just talked about, the comfortable distance between you and you?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So run it.
Yeah, thank you. I will.
Okay, cool. So I wanted to just take a moment to talk about some of the special offers that Stephanie has for us. They'll be on the replay email, and they'll be on the podcast and the YouTube video later when they go out. But Stephanie, you have two offers, right, for our wonderful community?
Yes.
Package A and Package B.
Well, I wanted people to have something. I know how much, whenever I hear somebody talk, how much I just want stuff I can download now.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to offer, there's a series I did a while back, and it's about creativity, accessing your creative spark.
Mm.
But what it's really about is being you and being, knowing, perceiving, and receiving. So there's a call each on each one of those, and there's a call about creation in there. And so anyway, it's a 6-call series for $59. So I always want to just go download something. Like, what else can I listen to right now?
Yeah, exactly.
But then I also wanted to offer something for people who wanted to actively be on clearing calls with me. I do a weekly clarity night. And so I wanted to offer 3 months of those for the price of 1 month of those. So for $150, it's every Wednesday night for, I'm going to say an hour, but oftentimes they're way longer than that.
Yeah.
So anyway, so if you want to actively be on clearing calls with me, then that's it's a really fun time. And so those are done on Zoom, just like this. And again, an hour a week for $150 for 3 months.
For 3 months, wow. That's like 12 calls at least.
It ended up being 13 because I included the one that's happening tomorrow.
Cool. And, you know, the last series, Stephanie did a series and I was on it. I was on a few of the calls. I didn't make it to all of them because they were late, but she's like, I got such clarity on stuff and so much stuff came up. And I remember I was like, oh my goodness. And so many ahas, it was great. And it was like, oh, you know, so the clarity calls, I have wanted to be on Stephanie's clarity calls because, you know, she posts about it on Facebook all the time. It's like, oh, I want to join her clarity call. Haven't been able to because of the timing, but it's like, oh, that would be so cool. She's really good at facilitation. You know, she really, you know, clears stuff.
If enough of you guys are on if enough people are on your time zone that want to do it, I'll do an earlier one too.
I don't think so. I think the Europeans are like most of my communities, you know, North American.
There's some... Well, in the future.
Right? One of these days. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. But if you Europeans want to do some calls with Stephanie, let me know and we'll set it up. We'll make it happen, you know? So please take a look at for the email for that. So that's a $59 for the 6 calls, which you can download right away, and then $150 for the 3 months of clarity calls once a week. It's more than worth it. It's like, wow, amazing. Either one of them are great. You'll get so much out of it, and that's why I was like, oh, I wish I could do it. There's always something that comes up every week. It's like, oh, I could really, you know, use some, because like we can facilitate ourselves, but somehow when somebody else does it, it's just it's much easier. There's so much more ease, you know? Sometimes we get stuck in our head and we go, you know, through the mental, I don't know what you want, whirlpool, I suppose. I don't know what the term is, you know, but it's like, you just can't get out of it. It's like, what?
Well, it's a little bit like the other day, one of my dogs started barking, but that dog was barking in this direction. The other one was asleep. And all she did was hear the barking. So she lifted her head and started barking in the other direction. And I think that we're like that with our own choices and decisions and stuff. We hear something and we start barking. We just start barking in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
And when we have someone else, when I looked at both of them, I could see where the thing was to bark at. I could see that,
mm-hmm.
You know, we don't always have that for ourselves. So it's really nice to have somebody else who's not so convinced that, you know, you should bark towards the back of the house.
And especially, and I'm going to say this, you know, especially if you are going through a lot of changes, shifting a lot of stuff. And like, if you're taking a lot of classes and doing a lot of stuff and you're wondering why the heck is all this stuff coming up, you know, and it's like, what do I do with it? You know, because sometimes, I mean, I was taking a few classes lately. You know, I took the COP, I took the another body class. I've been getting body process exchanges, you know, and then all this stuff is coming up. I was like, what's going on? I thought it was supposed to get easier and better, but it's because the stuff is coming up to be clear, to be looked at, to be look at it, see what it is, right? And then, so that too, you know, you can get help with on the clarity calls, you know, when that stuff is coming up and like, Stephanie, I have no idea. I'm doing all this stuff. I'm like, I don't know what's coming, like this thing is happening. Sometimes you don't even know what it is. It's like, I'm in mode, right?
That's what we're here for.
And so, you know, joining the clarity call will make it much, you know, so much easier for you to get through that, whatever that happens to be, and to get awarenesses of what it actually is and clear it so that you can move forward. So thank you. And I'll put the links in the email and all that stuff. And so Caroline is asking, what about full moon, lunar moon? Is this a belief that these times are to clear? What?
You don't have to clear, I mean, you can clear the beliefs that those are like that, oh my gosh, I'm going to be so impacted by these things. Mm-hmm. You know, those beliefs everywhere you've decided that your world's either going to fall apart or everywhere you've decided that during those times that you have to be at the effect of all the energies around you, will you destroy and uncreate it all?
Yes.
Times a godzillion, good, bad, right, wrong, pop, pop, all nine, boy, shorts, and beyonds. And what if we could just ask all the energy that's available to us now, what contribution can you be to the change that I'm asking for?
I like that. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, exactly. I was actually talking about this earlier with my clients in our group call, and I was talking about, you know, these energies, because I know some, you know, they're talking about it. It's like, well, what if, you know, these energies, let's say they come up, let's say they're there, what if, you know, you can still have total ease with all of them? You know, what if you don't have, I didn't say the effect of, but I said, you know, the ease, you know, so you can still have ease, and you don't have to be affected by it, you know? You're an infinite being. Would an infinite being be affected by all those energies? No.
Right? That's a great question.
Right? And we just get caught up in it because everyone on social media and everybody's talking about it. And it's like, okay, whatever. I'm just going to go look at the moon because it's pretty. It's so pretty. Right?
So this is Kieran. Can I follow up on my little chat question, which is about choosing every 10 seconds? Yeah. And then my husband says, you know, you're changing. You just keep changing your mind. I can't follow you. Like, I keep choosing different modalities, different classes, all these conversations. It's like, but I'm choosing, and every choice creates, but he can't keep up with me, and he gets frustrated, and he's very angry with me for choosing so many different things.
Wait.
How do I respond?
Yeah. So everywhere you're trying to respond in order to fix how he's responding to you, will you just try and create all that?
Yes.
Okay.
Times a godzillion, good, bad, right, wrong, pod, poc, all nine, boy, shorts, and beyonds. Honey, thank you so much for just being so, let's see, what could we say? Basically, thank you. I know I'm a dingbat. I love you. Thank you so much. Right? We don't have to resist other people's, you know, thoughts about us. We can just be grateful for them, right? Like, acknowledge right now, like, oh gosh, I know I change my mind all the time. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
For loving me for being the dingbat I truly am.
I love that. Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Okay, cool. All right. So I know we've gone way over. So.
Oops.
But
thank you so much for having me on. It's always such a gift to talk with you and like be with you and see what you're creating.
It's so much fun talking to you. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, oh, I miss you. Cause Stephanie had pinged me a while ago, and it's like, she asked me, well, so what's going on? What are you doing? You know, it's like, how are you? I haven't talked to you. It's like, I know, I miss you. Where does the time go? Right. But it's so much fun to be able to have these conversations and clear stuff, move through stuff, and just laugh and joke and have fun and know that, you know, life doesn't have to be serious all the time. And choice doesn't have to be serious either. It can be fun. And, you know, choose every 10 minutes. It's 10 seconds every 1 minute. Just choose. Choose what's light for you. Choose what feels good, right? And then see what happens, you know. And that's what I love. It's like, choose and see what happens. That's why there's no significance. It's like being on an adventure. You know, life is an adventure. And just have fun with it, admit, without going into the drama and trauma. So the gift of choice is that you can choose every 10 seconds. So I was going to say 10 minutes again. Every 10 seconds.
You're only allowed to choose every 10 minutes.
Exactly. Yeah. So thank you, everyone. Thank you so much, Stephanie. And wow, what else is possible?
Well, I would love to see you all again very soon. Like, maybe even tomorrow night.
Exactly. Maybe even tomorrow night. So Stephanie's clarity calls, it starts tomorrow. Like, one of them is tomorrow. So definitely take a look. I will send the email out shortly so you guys can register and take a look at it. So thank you, everyone. Have a great day.
And thank you, guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. I'm going to unmute you all so you can say bye. So thank you. Bye for now, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.